situation of children in the DRC is a situation that is of grave severity. Most of the children have experienced one form of violence, whether it's physical violence, sexual violence, psychological violence. So there is an urgent need to do something to prevent violence, but also to respond. Of course, as you know, part of the country is affected by armed conflict. So in those contexts, children are also suffering from malnutrition. They are also displaced. There are close to 7 million IDPs in eastern DRC. Most of them are women and children. And they are deprived from school. They are not going to school. So the situation is quite difficult.
Unfortunately, this problem has been going on for years in the DRC. So why now? And what do you intend to achieve by this collaboration with the government?
Why now is because during all of these years, again, actions have been done and the government also has done, they have enacted laws. And most of the international and national partners have been working to respond to violence. What we know now is like now we have a bulk of evidence on what works to prevent violence against children and also to address it. We have decades of programs of what have been working. There's also right now a global momentum to end violence against children. The DRC government and ourselves will participate next month in the first week of November in the first Global Ministerial Conference on Violence Against Children. We've also been working a lot with the young girls. The conference that we're having and the program that we're having puts young people at the heart of the programs, which is also quite a game changer. So right now, basically, we've had a lot of, I would say, opportunities to put all the work that's been done previously together and make it work. There's also a firm commitment from the government to place child protection and to end violence against children and to put this as a national priority for the government under the leadership of the Prime Minister of the DRC. So what I would say is like the cards now are all on the table.
Now, one of the most horrific reports of this conflict is the sexual exploitation and also sexual violence against women and children. Aside from the talk shop, aside from whatever conclusions this conference would come up with, is there something concrete the government can do, that you can do, to protect this vulnerable part of the population?
There are two things. The first thing that we can do and we need to do more, and all of the partners and the government, we've agreed to do more, is first of all to work together to respond. There is an urgent need to respond, to provide the medical care, the psychological care to the survivors, whether they are women or whether they are young girls. From a UNICEF perspective, because we can reach the most vulnerable girls, we estimate that around 40% of the survivors of sexual violence are children, and they are mostly young girls under 18. What we need to do then, first, we need to reach out to them. We need to identify them. Then we need to be able to provide them with medical care, with psychological care. And then what we can all do and what the government can do, and they've been working on, is also the fight against impunity.